I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. In case you aren't familiar with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and their agenda, Animal Agriculture Alliance Vice President of Communications Hannah Thompson-Wieman explains why livestock producers need to be aware of the organization and its activities.
Like a lot of activist groups, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine really relies on a very benign-sounding name that sounds like a group of very well-educated doctors taking on issues of the day, but they were actually started by PETA in 1985 to be the quote-unquote scientific voice for the animal rights movement. So PETA intentionally started this group to mislead people and make them think that doctors were coming together to speak out against animal agriculture. In reality, it's less than 10%, the number is somewhere around 5 or 8% of PCRM's membership are even actually doctors. The vast majority are not physicians, they are just people that are interested in advocating for animal rights and encouraging people not to eat meat using a variety of different tactics that, again, they appear to come from physicians or doctors, but it's really just another extremist group who's using any tactics they can to undermine the reputation of animal agriculture.
She continues with some of their more recent activities.
The big thing they're doing that's making headlines is that they filed a lawsuit in California to try to get processed meat not to be served in a certain school district.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.